This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Philip. It's 7:49 in the morning. If you take a look outside your windows right now, the sky looks really overcast and grey. It reminds me of Mordor, really.
And begs the question, which is the one leader that will rule them all?
Oh dear, that is the question in the air.
You're so cheesy, La Phil.
No, corny and cheesy is my middle name.
Well, amidst that, we are looking at the COVID-19 situation in the Klang Valley and not enough beds, medical equipment breaking down, and exhausted medical staff pulling long working hours. These are just some of the major reasons Hospital Tengku Ampuan Rahimah in Klang is in dire need of help in dealing with the COVID-19 crisis.
According to Klang MP Charles Santiago, the district of Klang is one of the areas in the country most affected by the virus and is struggling to get a handle on things. Minister of Health Datuk Sri Adam Baba made an unscheduled visit with the Klang MP last week and has promised more specialists, oxygen, ventilators, and medical equipment urgently. Charles said Dr. Adam spoke to patients, doctors, and the hospital's management team to get a better picture of what was happening on the ground.
So for more on the outcome of that visit and how the district is dealing with the health crisis, Klang MP Charles Santiago joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Charles. Thanks so much for speaking with us today. Maybe you can start with giving us a picture of what's happening on the ground in Klang's Hospital Tengku Ampuan Rahimah right now.
Morning, everybody, and thanks for this kind invitation. As you pointed out earlier, the weather outside, there's a boat overcast and it's looking very grey. The same situation can be said about what's happening in Klang, especially involving the Hospital Tengku Ampuan Rahimah. One, as you pointed out very clearly, there's still a shortage of equipment in ventilators, oxygen. The number of staff, the shortage of staff, doctors, specialists, including nursing staff. And when I speak to doctors who are working in the ED, the emergency department, they are stretched out. They are exhausted. I mean, they work from 12 to 14 nonstop every day or every other day. And they are confronted with, you know, just too many deaths in their work area. Lines are still overflowing. When I say the lines are overflowing, normally there's a waiting space in the emergency department. And if you just have a look at the emergency department, it's like, for lack of another expression, and I also don't want to undermine what's happening, is that it is it looks like a sardine tin. It is sardine. It is so packed. It is so crowded that you have no choice, but people are flowing outside to the road. And that is still happening. And that tells you the number of people who are turning up on a daily basis, for some kind of a medication at the hospital. And I've been told that the numbers are increasing. The numbers can be anywhere between 200 and 250 on a daily basis who are walking in, who are being brought there by ambulances, by families and family members and so on. So it is really crowded, And that tells you that there's a need for doctors, specialists, nursing staff, extra support needs to be brought to support the growing number of people who are turning up.
Yeah, Charles.
Lack of beds as well.
So that's exactly what has been promised by Dato Sri Adam Baba. He had an unscheduled visit with you to the hospital. He's promised more specialists and more medical equipment with immediate effect. Has that happened?
I'm not so sure whether the medical equipment has arrived, but I know for a fact that the number of they are dealing with the number of beds, and the Emergency Malaysia has just put up, and I think it starts operation today, a 100 bed tent within the compound of the hospital, and I think that will actually help to elevate or reduce the number of people who are in the emergency department. And they're also getting support from other hospitals in the Klang Valley area, people who are much more serious. I think from stage 3, 4, and 5, are being taken to another vicinity for further medication. I also like to stress the number of people who are stuck at home and dying at home is also increasing. And that's because the lack of ambulance to bring them to the hospital. And this is something that I raised with Dr. Adam Baba, who was quite receptive to the idea of getting more ambulance as well. And there was the issue of food. I think that is also being addressed by him. When he actually came and he realized, when he talked to the patients told him directly, he'd been sitting there from 2 o'clock, from 10 a.m. in the morning, and he arrived, we were there at about 7:30, 7:45 at night. So they've been there for quite a period of time. But, you know, and I think this is where we really have to go out and salute all the frontliners, especially doctors and nurses, who are just overwhelmed, I must say, really overwhelmed by the number of people who are coming and who are serious and who are coughing. You can see them, you know, when we were there, people were coughing, and some of them were really having difficulty breathing. So the situation I want to point out is dire. It's really dire. And I think, you know, there must be a different way to manage this this problem right now. As I see it and talking to the doctors, we get the impression that the management is status quo, meaning that there is no, urgency or a warlike approach towards managing a hospital. Everybody's got their own silos, everybody got their own departments, and that's how they manage it. And that's why I'm so tempted to actually propose to the Ministry of Health to actually have an oversight body from KKM itself, body which actually sometimes can take over the responsibilities of the management.
So in
and
a,
I think, go ahead.
Yeah, so in addition to that oversight board, you have also proposed a 20 million allocation to the hospital. Would you mind breaking down that 20 million? Because there have been some criticism about the excessive amount there.
For example, HSTAR was built in early 1980s when, you know, Klang was a small place. And now Klang's a big, huge industrial town, almost like a city status, with 1.5 million people. 1.5 million. And it caters for a huge population. And today it is facing massive shortage of equipment. Ventilators, oxygen, and a whole lot of other equipment. And, you know, one ventilator can cost you about $200,000. And people are dying because not enough of ventilators. So you really need to bring in more ventilators and more other equipment to support it. Lack of beds. Beds are not cheap. They're expensive. By the way, beds are expensive. And then you need to bring in specialists. You need to bring in doctors. You need to buy ambulances. Even late last night, I had from Twitter, somebody telling me, hey, there's this person in Bayutinggi Klang, who actually needs to get to the hospital, but there is no ambulance to bring her there. And therefore, the situation is dire, and therefore, every dollar every has to spend, $20 million, I think, is just tip of the iceberg. When you involve doctors, specialists, new nursing staff to come in, just the beds alone, the ambulances that you need to bring, and so on and so forth. I think the equipment itself will come to about 5 to 8 million easily.
All right, Charles.
I tried to raise 300,000, and another 100,000 will be donated again to Tunku Ampuan. But that is, you know, a drop in the bucket. Nothing
right.
much.
Right, Charles. Okay, I clearly get a picture of how much is needed by HTAR at the moment. I don't know if you know if you can answer this, but is HTAR's situation an isolated one? Is it the worst affected hospital in the Klang Valley that you know of, or is this actually being replicated in other hospitals around the state? Which means that all of them need around 20 million ringgit to beef up their supplies, equipment, personnel.
I think all the major hospitals in Klang Valley, from Seredang to Selayang to even Shah Alam. Shah Alam is relatively a new hospital. And they are also having similar problems like HSTAR, because the number of people who are going for help, this is increasing. I mean, 200 to 250 new patients every day who need urgent support, breathing facility and doctors to take care of them. It's costly. It's really costly, whether you're on private or public. And therefore, the government has no choice, really has no choice. If you want to save lives, you have to pump in the money. And the visit of the minister was really helpful, because when the doctors themselves told him that we need ventilators, when we need oxygen, he made the phone calls. He was right there. He made the phone calls to various government departments and different hospitals to bring in the support, including specialists. But I'm not sure whether that has already happened. All I know at this time is the number of beds available has increased by another 100 through Mercy Malaysia. That was something that the minister had worked on. We are in a crisis mode, and therefore the kind of preparation that you need is huge. And Klang, actually today, if you look at the last few days, the number of infected people has crossed the 1,500 line on a daily basis for the last 5 to 7 days. So this is very serious. So maybe 20 million is just the tip of the iceberg. Mm. And I think, you know, there is a need for an oversight body to monitor on a day-to-day basis. And I think the oversight body must come from PKM in order to make sure things are moving fast.
All right.
Otherwise, there will be interdepartmental fight still going on without any resolution.
That was Klang MP Charles Santiago talking to us about the COVID-19 situation in his constituency, painting a really dire picture of what's happening on the ground.
It is. And this whole oversight body, I think he couldn't stress it enough.
That's right. It does seem really galling that in the midst of a crisis, the people in charge can't get their act together and cooperate to get the best outcomes for all the people that need help. It's happening at the hospital and also at the government level, which we'll be talking about later. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.